KXLU 88.9 FM in LA, KXLU.com, all around the world. Mystic Pete here with a show called The Mystic Pete Chronicles. This is a live edition. By the way, thanks so much, Ernesto and Rosalva. Great afternoon of music. And we are live in studio now with a very special evening. A lot of feeling, a lot of heart going to happen in the next hour. So this show is called Super Bowl Sunday. No, wait, wrong. Sorry. Stupid. This show is called Grief Songs and Stories. So we're gonna talk about grief, and this all kind of came about because I met Hannah Ruth at a gathering. It was Leia's gathering, which is Mystical Joyride. And we just kind of got into discussion. You were very friendly, and apparently you were, according to Ben, which is correct, host an event called Grief Songs. A grief song event.
Yes.
And well, why don't we start there? You explain it, and you can introduce your pals you brought in.
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for having me back. It's always really fun having a conversation on air with you, Mystic Pete. I'm happy to be back. So I have a series called Grief Songs. It is a 3-hour-long event, and we combine a bunch of artists sharing songs with a meditative healing experience that we all do as a community. So now we've done, I think we've had eight of these events now, because we started it a few years ago. And so now we're in the middle of our third season, which lasts through the winter. Yep. Although actually, and I haven't told this to my friends here yet, but I think with the times that we're in right now, I'm going to just keep doing it every 6 weeks, because we really need the space to process grief. So the friends I've brought in, first we have Miguel Oaks, who goes by Oaks, his artist name.
O-A-K-S.
Yeah.
O-A-K-S, yeah. And Miguel has been a part of Grief Songs from the very beginning, before we ever hosted it. I wouldn't have done it if you hadn't been encouraging and been a part of it.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think you would have done it, but I'm so glad Hannah put out a call for anyone that wanted to help, and a few of us joined, and yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
You have a good radio voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's very soothing.
Try not to sound better than me. I'm just, this is the rules. I didn't tell you that part.
Okay.
Good.
And then I also have my friend Ryan Casada, who joined us for the first time, was I think the last event that we had. But he's always out, you know, talking about grief, talking about the real shit, and representing community. So. Oh, no.
So, Ryan, tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm Ryan Casada. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I also do activism for the trans community. I'm out and proud trans guy. I'll use he/him pronouns, and I write protest songs, and I'm signed to Kill Rock Stars, and I love grief songs and basically any events that Hannah does, because they bring together community. And I think it doesn't matter even what times that we're in, we always need community 24/7. I think community is what makes the world go round and what makes us keep having joy. So yeah. I love it.
Well, what is this whole thing about grief feeling? Well, I mean, do we really need to feel grief? Shouldn't we just eliminate that from the repertoire?
I think processing it is super important. We all need to feel our grief and move through it, work through it. What do we learn from it? I think there is also some joy to be found in grief eventually, right? I think it eventually happens, and I think that's a really beautiful thing, and I think community helps us get to that place a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, I think there's definitely some religions, like New Age kind of thing, just be happy all the time and get beyond anger and fear and sadness. Just get beyond it.
Right.
So shouldn't we just try to get beyond it and not, wallow in all this dark stuff?
Yeah, just skip this component of humanity.
Yeah, I mean, in all seriousness, I think that what you're talking about, I think that's a big feeling in our culture, because there isn't a lot of there aren't a lot of resources and there aren't a lot of community spaces to really process grief. And I think people feel like the way that they really feel is too much for everybody else. And that creates a lot of like depression and anxiety because we're just pushing down all of this stuff that needs to be felt and needs to be held. And so I think what I've experienced a lot when I invite people to grief songs is like people kind of shut down a little bit. A lot of times they pull back. They're like, ugh, sounds like not a fun time. I don't want to do that. But it's funny because the events are actually so warm and like people leave feeling more alive and like more connected to the positive emotion. So it's all connected.
Yeah. I think what you're saying is it's a part of our humanity. And if we're not feeling it, then we're kind of pretending or we're in denial. And then we will get depressed because we're feeling sad, we're feeling loss, but we're not addressing it. So we go into numbness. We just completely shut down. Then you have a bunch of zombie people in the world. Mm-hmm. Good thing there aren't those people on planet Earth.
Good thing there's none of those around. No, I think, isn't the point of life like connecting with each other? So how do we do that if we can't ever like show up and talk about anything real, feel anything real?
I just remember, I mean, we're going to get into this later, but yeah, as a boy, I was told, like, don't cry. Don't be a sissy.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I cried, I was watching a movie called 2001, 1968, whatever, back then. I'm old. and they're shutting down a computer. And the computer is singing the song Daisy. And my mom used to sing me this song, and I'm watching this computer. I'm even getting sad talking about it. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing them shutting down the computer, and the computer is singing it slower and slower. And I touched my, like, there's water on my face. Mm-hmm. And I did, like, that's the first time I had cried in years from a computer dying.
Mm-hmm. The power of art. Yeah.
So there we go. That's our first story of grief. Yeah, but it's interesting, but it's been nice to turn it back on. And if I haven't, like, crying in a few weeks, I'll, like, get a movie out, listen to one of your songs, and just let out some tears, because I always feel better. I just feel lighter afterwards. Like you say, after, it's like it's a joyful experience at grief songs.
Yeah, it's very joyful. Yeah. Actually, I have a friend who... we're very yin and yang. He's very like larger than life, excited about everything, like super big and happy and always thinking of like the biggest idea. And I could tell he was a little like, I don't know if grief songs is my vibe, but you know, we're super close. So he came and he was just grinning like the whole time. He was like, this is amazing.
Right.
And this is like actually the exact same thing that I'm doing. It's just it's the polar side of it.
Well, we should get on to a song. So Hannah, you're gonna play something?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a song about how scary it is to feel and to love, but also how beautiful it is. It's called Break Me Down Again, and eventually I'm gonna release it with my band Highly Sensitive Gaze. You can bring
but it's so thin. And if you cried out just one time, you would break in. I've got a harbor in my mind, but I'm sinking. I've never loved the pain like this. Pull me all in, but I am afraid that you can't take it. You've got one heart, and I want to break it, break you down again. Don't make like you don't know. We've got one heart. I just can't shake it. Break me down again.
Wow. That was Hannah Ruth here on KXLU, hannahruth.com, R-O-O-T-H, Hannah Ruth, H-A-N-N-A-H, R-O-O-T-H. And that people can find out about the Grief Songs event. It's March 8th on Instagram or so. It's just search it online.
Yes, Hannah Ruth, like tooth with an R,
.com/tour,
and you can find the link for Grief Songs.
And beautiful, distinctive voice, very moving, and you go deep with your music. Well, let's just keep the live music going, and we're going to hear a tune from Oaks now.
Oh, man. Yeah, nothing like following Hannah.
Oh, Lord, yes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love listening to her every time. I'm going to do a cover. This is connected to the whole Grief Songs thing. This was my father passed away a couple of years ago, and he actually passed away in between the first Grief Songs and the second Grief Songs, and so I had a lot to process then. But anyway, one of the songs that my dad would sing to me before he got too embarrassed about singing as I got older, this was one of the songs, and it's Waiting for a Train. It's a Jimmy Rogers cover from back in 1929, and it was a grief song back then. It was really popular because it was right during the Great Depression. I changed some lyrics a little bit to make it more widely applicable. Anyway, Waiting for a Train, after Hannah.
All along the water tank, waiting for a train. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman to give him a line of talk. He said, if you got money, I'll see that you don't walk. I haven't got a nickel, not a penny can I show. get off, you railroad bum. And he slammed the boxcar door. He put me off in Texas, a state I once dearly loved. Wide open spaces all around me, a moon and stars above. Nobody seems to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, going back to my native land. Oh, my pocketbook is empty, my heart is full of pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, waiting for a train, waiting for a train.
Oaks, KXLU, boom.
Boom.
Nice tune.
Thank you.
From way back.
From way back.
A lot of those old tunes just to kind of bring a tear to your eye. But
yeah.
You ever heard Green Green Grass of Home?
Yeah.
That, first time I heard that, I was in tears. That's a great old, but not as old, but well, let's just keep it going with the music, the live music, Ryan Quesada.
Yeah, Ryan Quesada, and this song is called Hold On, You Belong, People Like Us, and I want to dedicate it to any trans and queer youth that are struggling right now, and please know that you are not alone.
Thank you.
They said, take that hat off. You can't wear your hair short. You're just a little child. You're too young to know yourself. When you grow up, you want something else. Don't let your thoughts run wild. They told me to stay pretty faced. Don't you change what God creates. You're Sarah Bell. And don't you pick a new name. That's not what your mama gave. You'll be by yourself. Hold on, hold on, I don't belong, I don't belong. I'm so scared and I'm so blue. And I'm holding on so tightly, I tell them off politely. And the going, it gets more rough the longer I push through. Just something people like us get used to. Just something I'm gonna have to get used to. They said, come share your story. Come on, say one thing that you wish you. Yeah. nation. Will my family embrace it? Will they have my back? Hold on, hold on, you belong, you belong. I once was scared like you. So hold on so tightly, tell them off politely, and the going, it gets easier the longer you push through. It's just something people like us get used to. It's just something you're gonna have to get used to. It's just something people like us get used to. It's just something you're gonna have to get used to.
Wow, amazing. That was Ryan Cassata at ryancassata.com, C-A-S-S-A-T-A. Wow, a lot of passion coming out of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Crazy times we're in, huh?
It is, and it's a lot of grief for the trans community, and that's why I wanted to pick that song.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's go to some recorded music and give us a chance to regroup.
Yeah, this song is one that I wrote, recorded the same day. It was just like a little iPhone recording, and it is one of my most popular songs, but I don't really play it too often. And I think, you know, there's a lot with the queer community and religion, and this song is just, it's all about peace and love. It's about, like, yeah, you're accepted, and if Jesus were walking around right now, he would accept all of us and all of our differences. So I think the song speaks for itself. So, yeah, thank you.
I met Jesus at the gay pride parade. He was praying for us to be free. A man with a Bible yelled hatefully, and Jesus countered by taking a knee. He said, "There are people just like you, and God loves them living out their truth. There are people just like you, and they deserve to live just as much as you. They deserve to love just as much as you." I met Jesus on Sunset Boulevard, on a sidewalk of tents and poverty. He said, "Young brother, why'd you look the other way, away from the people who are starving and need to eat? There are people just like you, and they have dreams and struggles just like you do, and I love them how I love you, and they deserve to be here just as much as you, and they deserve to eat just as much as you, and they deserve to be here just as much as you." I met Jesus at our nation's capital. He was wiping tears from his eyes. He never wanted no war and hate, so he cried like I cried at the racists who divide, using his name to justify their bigotry and white pride, their violence of who deserves to live and die. walk around. You must strive for kindness now and learn to know what love is about. And learn to know what love is about. 'Cause there are people just like you, and God loves them living out their truth. They're people just like you, and they deserve to be here just as much as you. And they deserve to be here just as much as you.
in the alleys of old houses. I write it on the sign. The sun rises every day over these walls. Farewell to sorrow, the birds say. It's a new hope, a new love, a new day. I embrace the sky of freedom as a woman. Tall with dignity, life come back to me. Morning flower in the sun, bloom from her fingertips as she kisses the name of freedom and embraces the sun. In my life, everything stops except it never stops. A moving revolution, pain and joy on either side. The sun rises every day over these walls. Farewell to sorrow, the birds say. It's a new hope, a new love, a new day. I embrace the sky of freedom as a woman. Tall with dignity, life come back. Morning flower in the sun, free.
Wow, Hannah Ruth, what did we just hear?
So that song is called Freedom. It's the first song that my band called Highly Sensitive Gaze put out. But it's a really special one because we created it with a poet who lives in the West Bank. His name is Boddy Dwyke. And it was taken from a poem that he had already written. And he suggested that we put it to music. Yeah, really, really beautiful project to be a part of.
And just to, so it said, we don't really get political on this show, but some of the songs and stories talk about crises in the world right now and where people are hurt and dying and threatened. And, you know, it's a crazy time of humanity. It's yeah. A few weeks ago, I had on three people who just lost their houses in the fires. And we just talked about it. It wasn't talking heads and sound bites. It was just people telling their stories. And you do have this grief song event on March 8th. So this show is in, you know, preparation for that live event.
Yes.
And people get together and the other two songs you played?
So the other two songs, the one before that was I Wanna Know by Oaks. Would you like to share anything about that song?
Yeah, that one, it just came out. It's my second single, and it's, you can apply it to a lot of things. I did have a lot in mind climate change, but it is, you can listen to it and interpret it however you want. But yeah.
Okay. And then we started the set with one of Ryan's.
Yes.
That was called?
That one is called I Met Jesus at the Gate.
Right.
Parade.
Sorry about that hard mix, but powerful song.
Thank you.
And so let's talk a little about our personal stories. I shared the first time I cried as a teenager after many years of damming up my tear ducts. And I'll just say, and then we'll just go around and everybody can say a word. I just wanted to say that the experience of grief, at least in my opinion, is, you know, we're programmed to love and to attach. And it's such a strong feeling. It's part of our even mammalian inheritance. And when that gets hurt, when that gets broken, that primary attachment, there has to be some mechanism to repair it. And that is grief and sadness and tears, so that we can go inside, maybe go into the cave, go into our personal space, reassess, let down all these feelings. And in that way, we restore ourselves and we're able to love again and connect again. And there's often no timeline. What we might want to be done in a week may take 10 years, or it's just out of time. But this is just a primary human thing we do. So with that little introduction, well, Ryan, you want to tell a little tale of grief, or how does this come into your life?
Yeah, right now it's coming into my life a lot. My heart is really breaking for the trans community, especially trans youth that may feel hopelessness right now. And I was that trans youth like 17 years ago when I came out. I felt very isolated, and currently right now things feel more intense than ever for the trans community through the time that I've been out. And but I think it's really important to not just be in that grief and sit in that grief, but also take breaks from it. And last night I filmed a music video, and I was with 55 other queer and trans and allies, people, and there was so much joy radiating from the room that we were in. My face hurt from smiling, and that was so important to me. It lifted me up and it pulled me out of that grief that I'm feeling right now. And I think it did that for a lot of people too. So it's important to have balance in life as well. Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Ryan. Oaks, care to share?
For me, so like Hannah said, I've been involved with grief songs early on, and at first, each time, you know, you would play a different song, different grief song. I had lost someone that I was about to marry in my longest relationship, and she had an accident and died young. And that was something like Hannah was talking about too. There's not a lot of places to feel comfortable to just share that stuff and be like, hey, here's my grief. So because we had grief songs, I'm like, oh, this is now where I can actually share this kind of song. So I would think about that. And then between, again, the first grief songs and the second, my dad passed away. And my dad means the world to me. And he died at 88. So he had a great life, had a lot of time with him, but he meant so much to me. And so for me, the thing about grief too, often, it's like, as far as not feeling grief, it's like, no, you should feel grief, because often it's very connected to what you love the most, what you feel the most. So if you don't acknowledge that, you're really cutting off a lot. So I lost my dad, and for me, having grief songs has been a great thing to be able to talk about it, express it. And it's a way of honoring to just talk about it with other people and share it, and for other people to hear your stories.
Thank you, Oaks. And by the way, people can find Oaks at oakshere.com, OAKSHERE.com. and Hannah Ruth.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing, guys. Thanks so much for being here. I was thinking about how my inspiration for starting Grief Songs was, like, for me, music was such a lifesaver as a kid. Like, I remember just, like, being in the back of the minivan with, like, music blaring and riding through the streets and, like, getting to have my own secret moment to, like, actually feel my grief and, like, connect to the aliveness in me, which I didn't feel. I didn't feel the emotional support around me to do that in other ways. So music was something that kept me connected to my soul. And I was just thinking, getting involved, you know, with all these songwriter and music events in LA, I was like, what if we just did an event that's basically that experience, but we're just all doing it together and we get to share these songs together? And like, how cool would that be to have that little catharsis together? I didn't realize, like, it's so much bigger than that experientially than what I thought it would be. There's actually so much more, like, love that is created when we access that space in an intentional way with each other. And I love what you were saying, Pete, about how grief has a function of repair. I think there's just an unspeakable amount that's happening in our society that needs repair. And I really think that's connected to how suppressed grief is in our culture. And I think we need to make space for repair within ourselves. We need to do it in community spaces, and we need to do it systemically also. So I like, I think it's sad in a way that I can say that and it's not viewed as a political thing, but I think it's actually extremely relevant to us moving forward in this moment.
Beautifully put. Yeah, it's you're bringing it to the societal issues, and just a quick couple of comments, and then we're going to go to one of your recorded tunes, Hannah. By the way, HannahRuth.com, R-O-O-T-H. It's kind of popular right now, particularly on social media, for men to identify with this kind of bro mentality. If a guy is, like, without a shirt, that's a warning sign. If he's not wearing a shirt, okay, just go on to the next one. But, you know, there's this kind of, like, tough D-G-A-F, don't give a F, male attitude that's, I think men are like reverting to this kind of beast image of masculinity to try to figure out who they are, because we're all profoundly confused. And, you know, maybe that has something to do with men not feeling sadness. Like, we're confused. Yeah. Maybe we should cry instead of, like, just pumping iron and trying to put on this, you know, big muscular facade. But anyway, so that's, you know, we're all struggling with our identity in a very confusing time. And then you have social media just kind of stripping us all down because in-person interaction is getting so thin. One other point you made was the arts. And I think as artists, we're like shamans. Like, we can sing songs of grief and let people feel sadness through us. You know, we can be their way to cry. Mm-hmm. So that's just a shamanistic, magical quality we have. And the last point I want to make, and then Hannah's tune, is that, you know, death, of course, is a big part of this conversation. I haven't actually been to your event. I hope to get there soon. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot to be said about death. Perhaps we should do a whole show on death and dying. Mm-hmm. It just kind of came into cultural awareness, I think, through Elizabeth Kubler-Ross years ago. But there's a lot of discussions about it and how we grieve. I mean, some cultures, when somebody dies, people are on the floor screaming and writhing in pain. They're doing it. And we sit very politely in a chapel and maybe a few tears, and we're very well behaved. But, you know, certainly reinventing how we grieve for death is something to discuss. And you may want to like move on, but there it is a decade later and you're still sad about your parents dying. And sometimes death is very complicated and it's not easy. And the wound is messy, you know, and there's so many regrets. What do you do with all this material? Mm-hmm. But this is maybe part of the grieving process. Mm-hmm. Hannah Ruth, what are we going to hear?
This song is called It's Wondering If You'll Be Here Tomorrow by my band Wild Hum from about 5 years ago or so.
It's wondering if you'll be here tomorrow. It's got me spinning out of my mind today. Oh, how I wish that I could feel you without worrying that you're going away. Darling, I've been watching you closely. I've been listening to your lips and to your eyes. Darling, I've been watching you closely. But God knows there's nothing concrete in these skies. And it's wondering if you'll be here tomorrow. That's got me spinning out of my mind today. Oh, how I wish that I could feel you without. Especially since it don't exist. So why this lonely obsession? Oh, darling, I keep trying to seal my soul with your kiss. And it's wondering if you'll be here tomorrow. It's got me spinning out of my mind today. Oh, how I wish that I could feel you without worrying that you're going. Oh, how I wish that I could feel you in my arms without worrying that you're already going away.
Beautiful music, Hannah Ruth.
Thank you.
You were saying that during the... If you want to get a girlfriend, learn how to cry at a grief songs event.
I stand by it.
They'll all fall in love with you. Is that it?
I mean, honestly, if you want to learn how to have human connection, then practice vulnerability and being in human connection.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about grief songs a little bit. So it's March 8th.
Yes, the next one is March 8th. It's a Saturday evening from 7 to 10. And... there'll be about 8 or 10 artists who share a song related to grief. And anyone's welcome to come attend. It's not only for artists. It's also for just, like, audience members, community members. We meditate together, and then we do a little bit of, like, there's an opportunity to process some personal grief at the end.
Sounds like there's a lot of choice. You're not, like, put on a stage and cry now.
Choice is key. Choice, softness, easiness, cookies, blankets, stuffed animals. It's very chill.
You know, in like the 60s, there were these encounter sessions when therapy was just getting going, and there was a lot of expectation for Zab reaction and like full confessing and weeping and writhing and nothing like that.
This is very anti that, actually. And what I've learned more and more through learning about like trauma and trauma-informed care is actually the way that we heal is not by diving into things that we're not ready to go to. It's by actually nurturing safety and nurturing the love and the foundation that comes underneath, and that way things will naturally unravel.
See, it's beautiful to observe how this emotional community or the processing community has evolved, and it's so much more mature now and dignifies the individual and getting away from all this performative stuff. Or like that was just the first, you know, iteration, but now it's so gracious and kind and respectful. And Oaks, you had what you were saying about male.
Oh,
what was that?
Right, well, because you were talking about the bro guys with the shirts off. I was just saying that being vulnerable in front of people and really opening up, like that's actually the very brave thing to do.
It's hard for me to do that in front of other people.
Yeah, it's hard for me too, and I'm a girl.
Okay, no, that's the thing. That's a brave thing. So
it's brave to be able to cry in front of others
and just open up, to really open up what makes you vulnerable.
That's interesting. I love that.
Wow. And a grief song, that happens a lot. And it's funny because then also what happens is it really connects you to people that you don't even know them that much. And all that they have to do is sing a song about their grief, tell a story around it. And you're all going to feel very close to each other after that.
So maybe that's the answer. Maybe this is it. This is the answer to the world. If we just get together and tell our stories and cry together, it's you instantly understand someone's humanity.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
You see them as a person. They're no longer a label.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It definitely helps. It definitely helps. So yeah, we should do more of that. And that's the thing. Our society especially, we don't do it that much. And other cultures do honor that more.
Ryan, you get the last word.
Yeah. When I went to Grief Songs that night, I didn't want to go because I was feeling very overwhelmed. And then I went to Grief Songs, and this was early January of this year, so lots of things to be overwhelmed about, especially as a person living in Los Angeles. But yeah, I went, and I felt less overwhelmed after because I really felt held in community, and it felt like a nice reset for me. So I think it's a great event that can help a lot of people.
Beautifully put. Well, final words, and we're going to turn over to Pat with Alien Air.
Let me just, for anyone who's interested, you can find information about the upcoming Grief Songs event on my website. It's hannahrooth.com/tour, and you'll find all that information.
And Oaks, website or anything, where are you going to perform any place soon?
Maybe.
Okay.
Follow me on social if you want to, and then, you know, take it from there.
And Ryan?
Connect with me on all social media under Ryan Cassata, C-A-S-S-A-T-A. And, yeah, I'll be playing more shows soon.
And you can find me at mysticpete.com and mysticpete on social media. We'll be back next Sunday at 7 p.m. with another person who lost their whole livelihood and house in the fire. So we're just kind of continuing this on. We will do some more shows together. This is really the first of 10 or 100 episodes. There's so much to say, and we can have a good time too and hear some beautiful music. But thank you so much. I have a show on Saturday night that features the DJ community called In a Dream. So hey, thank you so much, Hannah Ruth, Ryan Cassata, and Oaks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yay. Thanks for listening.